Would you press the big red button I asked in an earlier video, and then produce the complicated answer? With the stroke of genius, I thought of separating the cases with and without permission, which showed up to be a mistake because of the wording. As Wacky pointed out, permission can only be given by moral agents, so what about moral patients, those who cannot make rational decisions? And what about non-human animals, artejas? Do I exclude them from my considerations? I had to return to my original sketch. In it, I do say that the big red button ends suffering by instantaneously ending human or sentient or all life, which makes my permission talk silly, so back to the drawing board. The question then is, would you press the big red button to end suffering? This should make the motivation clearer. Followed by a rephrasing of the distinction in terms of being or not being against someone's or something's will. Which brings into the frame moral patience, human and non-human, and Tejas and I can talk about including animals on a different level. Do they have a will? How do we know what it is? I'm sure we can work something out. In theory, all my other original steps could follow, only that autonomy is the odd one out with the new wording, too Immanuel Kantian, too moral agent related. So let me just sweep that under the rug by using the term self-rule, by which I can mean almost anything, self-direction, even life force perhaps. But the rest of my antinatalism characterizations still follow, and this I will show, by addressing two criticisms to my earlier attempt, namely murder and irreversibility. Murder was suggested by Wacky early on, and although he didn't insist on it, it's a useful consideration. Especially if we go against someone's will, questions will be raised. Murder, though, is standardly defined as the unlawful killing of another without justification or valid excuse, and that gives us some leeway. Looking for justifications, compassion could be a contender. And not going against anyone's will might count as a valid excuse. In either case, the verdict could be not necessarily guilty. Be that as it may, another challenge comes from Sergei, and it is an argument involving irreversible decisions. Sergei took issue with my claim concerning people who won't press the button even with everyone's permission. I said that they tend to be pro-life and pro-natal. He argued that they may just be morally sensitive and think about irreversibility. We should not do anything that cannot be reversed, undone later. Pressing the big red button cannot be reversed, so we shouldn't do it. And this moral sensitivity does not commit you to pro-lifeism or pronatalism. Which gave me a pause. Would moral sensitivity commit you to pronatalism? Well, I still think it would, but I need another thought experiment to show why. Now, to remove suffering, morally sensitive beings decide not to press the big red button, because that the ensuing demise of their species couldn't be undone. But stop reproducing, because while contributing to the removal of suffering, this decision can be reversed later. All goes to plan and nobody has children until only the last possible reproducers are left. They face a choice. They can either continue not to reproduce, which will spell the irreversible demise of their kind, or they can break the ban and reproduce, thereby making reversal possible later. As the morally sensitive beings that they are, they choose reproduction, thereby revealing their dormant pronatalism. So, while I think that Sergei is right about being for life, his morally sensitive ones don't have to be that. Moral sensitivity as the avoidance of irreversibility still seems to commit people to pronatalism, albeit only in extreme circumstances. To sum up, I originally noted that pressing and not pressing the button in different situations predicts certain attitudes towards antinatalism. To use Wacky's definition from our conversation, antinatalism is the ethical view that bringing sentient beings into existence is morally wrong. I still think that an enthusiastic yes to pressing the button, whatever others think, signals a very strong opposition to all reproduction, human, non-human, organic, machine, whatever. And the methods to be used would not necessarily be voluntary. They wouldn't even need to be antinatalist if suffering could be removed more efficiently by other means. And I still think that not pressing the button against the will of others translates at most into a liberal antinatalism that allows rational persuasion but not coercion in reproductive matters. If a person combines that with an, in theory, willingness to press the button when it's against no one's will, then the result, I think, is the kind of consistent antinatalism that doesn't falter at the sight of extinction, human or otherwise. No regrets. Good night. Then, in the last category, we have those who adamantly refuse to press the button, although it would not be against anyone's will. Note that it would not be against their own will either. If it were, we'd end up in the liberal camp. So these would have to be people who have moral objections that override their own volition. The category is quite feasible. I have no conceptual complaints. Morally sensitive people in Sergei's sense would belong there, maybe others as well. My only comment is that they would probably lean towards pronatalism more than antinatalism, which is okay in my woozy liberal world. As long as we can talk about things, including Lawrence nudge-nudge buttons that may or may not have connections to our views on antinatalism.